A teenager arrested yesterday in relation to a break-in at Leinster House has been released without charge. Gardaí are preparing a file for the Garda Youth Diversion Programme. The break-in happened at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It's understood the teenager gained access to the grounds of Leinster House from the Merrion Street side of the campus and also entered the building before being apprehended. The incident has raised questions about security at Leinster House, which is run by the Oireachtas Commission. And we can talk now to one of the members of the Commission, the Fine Gael TD, Alan Farrell. Good afternoon, Deputy Farrell. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Just to correct, I'm not actually a member of the Oireachtas Commission.
Oh, OK. You are, though, raising some concerns around security at Leinster House. Do you believe that security should be reviewed now in light of this incident?
I certainly do. It's a very worrying incident. I can think of a prior incident involving an individual who tried to storm the building with a samurai sword, which your listeners might recall. So this sort of occasion, unfortunately, is not unique. But subject to the security, which is covered by a combination of the Oireachtas Sosiers on Garda Síochána and armed military police, the security of the building is not usually called into question. At 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, the building is usually secure. So it is a very unusual set of circumstances, and I think warrants a thorough investigation.
Does security then at the weekend, I understand it's normally policed at the weekend by Gardaí and by military police, does security need to be stepped up?
That's correct. To my knowledge, on Garda Síochána are normally stationed on the perimeter with military police on the premises at all times, supplemented by the ushers during the parliamentary week. I think, of course, that's to ensure that Parliament can function and not be interfered with. But it's not just about your TDs and senators. It's about the hundreds and if not thousands of Oireachtas staff across all grades who would operate within the building. So certainly, as I said, it warrants a thorough investigation. And if that calls for increased security, well, then I'm sure it will be provided.
One of the key positions in Leinster House is the role of the superintendent. Part of the function of the superintendent is to maintain security at the Leinster House complex. Now, as we understand it, that position is currently vacant. Should that role be filled now as a matter of urgency so that security can be, I suppose, beefed up if it's needed?
Absolutely. To my knowledge, the post has actually been filled, but the person doesn't start until later in the summer. But I'm certain that, you know, two heads are better than one, three heads are better than two. So the more personnel assigned to this role, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not sure that it would have affected the capacity of the Oireachtas to repel somebody trying to access it on a weekend, but certainly from my perspective, knowing the building as I do, having served for the last 12 years, it's very concerning to hear that an individual is actually able to gain access to the premises. It's quite something else to jump a fence or metal railing from either the museum or the library either side, but to gain access to the building itself is very worrying, and I'm not sure that the superintendent would have been able to prevent that.
And we know that concerns have been raised by a number of politicians about their own safety. I mean, given this incident over the weekend, obviously there was no threat to politicians who weren't on the grounds of Leinster House at the weekend. But given the security breach, do you have further concerns, I suppose, given what we've seen happen over the weekend?
Well, certainly, you know, the backdrop, the mood music, so to speak, has seen an increase in threats to politicians over the last number of years. I think a lot of members of the Oireachtas and local authority members will look across the water to what happened in the UK on two occasions. And certainly we have seen an increase in threats to politicians and political parties over the last few years. So I think it's always in the minds of public representatives that the environment is changing. So certainly, yes, I would be concerned, you know, in the broader scheme of things.
In the broader scheme, of course, this was described by Gardaí as a trespassing incident. But for now, yes. Alan Farrell, Fine Gael TD, thank you for talking to us today.